Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. If you're lying in bed waiting to get up, it's about to turn 6 o'clock. It's sunny out today.
Beautiful
day. But I still would urge you to place boots on your feet. In fact, if available, the hip boots. Because you are going to have to wade through a lot of horse bleep this morning if you listen to this show. Mm-hmm. And normally, I think you would say we are the providers of the horse bleep.
Correct.
We don't need to today. Oh, my God. This show is a special edition of the WIP Morning Show featuring some of the biggest whoppers, the most amazing lies you would ever hear from sports figures in the history of this city. And I want to make an announcement right now because, last few days with all that's going on with the Sixers, I have started the show with the Sixers. I will not do that today.
Oh, no, what happened?
And the reason I will not do that, Al, is that I am not going to start screaming until later in the 6 o'clock hour when I go through some of the insulting garbage that they slinged at the fans of this city yesterday. I'm not starting with that, Al, because we have another crisis to deal with.
What is it?
And I'd rather deal with that, especially because I would like to announce that tomorrow morning, the person that is in crisis, I think in an effort to try to get himself out of a slump, will be a guest on our radio program.
Okay.
And I'm talking about Bryce Harper.
Oh.
He will be on our show tomorrow at 9:40, and we will talk to him, and it would not shock me, Johnson. John Johnson's back today.
Yawn.
If after our conversation, he goes on a major offensive tier.
Wouldn't be shocking at all.
Wouldn't be shocking in the least, because, you know, sometimes you need to have a little therapy first, and then everything lines up for you.
A little reality check.
But what's going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, with Bryce Harper, and by the way, there's some lies associated with this as well. I'll get to Matt Klentak in a minute. But I want to start with Bryce Harper is having the weirdest season after a free agent signing in the history of our city. Any arguments there? Have we ever seen a weirder start to a career in our city than Bryce Harper right now?
No.
He's hitting .216.
Yeah.
Striking out at an astonishing rate.
Yeah.
Even in the current world of baseball, he is a step. He's on pace right now to strike out 221 times this season.
Yeah.
221 times.
Once out of every three times he gets up to the plate.
No, it is.
Brutal.
And
I have
the fans
no faith
are
when he's
losing.
At the
plate. But meanwhile, A, couldn't be playing harder. Love it. Love the way he plays. Mm-hmm. And Al, unbeknownst to us when we signed, he's an astoundingly great right fielder.
Yeah, he can make some plays.
Let me go back to Monday night. 4-4, seventh inning. Game on the line. Bases loaded. Remember what he did then? Here's what he did.
Morgan ready. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive towards right field. Harper on the run going over. He lays out. He makes the catch. Harper goes skidding across the wet turf, and he hangs onto the baseball.
That saved the game.
It did.
That won
he
them
made,
that
made
game.
He made a decision. I'm going to go right. for it all.
All right. Last night, he almost killed himself. Right? It's 5-0. The game is over. They're not going to score any runs. Did they get any runs?
They did get one.
Gene Segura.
They weren't gonna score much. And Al, a ball was looped down the right field line near this, near the barrier, right there where the fans are.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to this.
Swung on, popped up down the right field line. Bryce Harper, long run over near the line. Look goes out. Into a slide, makes the catch. Bangs hard into the sidewall and is a little bit slow to get up. And he hangs on to the baseball, and Harper down on one knee trying to get up gingerly, favoring
right,
his...
He really had a hard time getting up. It took him 30 seconds.
Cement goes underneath the padding, which makes crazy.
He slammed his right foot into the cement under the padding.
I think it was his knee.
It was his left knee.
Left knee.
Ow. It all looked bad.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
It
yeah.
looked real bad, and I went, oh, that's what we need. We need him hurting himself in the outfield at a 5-0 game. But at the same time, I got to say, God, that's what we love here. Al, the guy busts it.
Yeah.
He nearly busted his leg, but he busts it.
Probably wouldn't have busted it if he was hitting better.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
No, I like what's going on here. I think the guy knows that he's kind of missing a little bit offensively. And he says, you know what? I got to help him win. I'm going to, because that previous play he made, he did not have to. He could have played it safe. But I think he's a responsible guy.
The previous play, the one from Monday night, he said either I was going to catch it or either it was going to be a 3-run
right,
hit
yeah.
or we were going to win.
Yeah.
And he caught it and they
yeah,
won.
It's as good as a home run.
Yeah. You know what? I never even considered that. Maybe he's playing even harder out there because of that. But now you have already, Al, he is still limping around from slamming into the wall.
He did it twice in the same inning.
Yeah.
I'm about to play this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's Jan Janssen.
John.
I thought you were moving on.
I don't move on.
Oh.
My name is Jan Janssen.
Premature broadcasting.
I was ramping.
I'm going to sit here.
I was ramping toward the second catch.
I'm going to turn my microphone off now.
You ruined the whole drama of it. It's like he didn't know there was a... He thought I didn't know there was a second one. Why did I get here at 3:30?
I'm going to turn and face the corner.
Why did I get here 2.5 hours ago? I would know this, right? I should know this. Anyway, Al, same inning.
Yes.
Still brushing off the effects of slamming into the wall.
Yep.
He did it again.
Kane swings and lines one down the right field line again. Harper goes on the run, goes into another slide, and did he catch it? He did.
Wow.
Oh, he's got another one in foul territory, sliding up against the wall, showing no fear at all. And listen to this crowd show its appreciation for Bryce Harper and his effort.
All right, so the crowd's in love with the guy. Because that's the way we like to see you play. Right, Rhea? Is that the way we like it? Rhea? Is that
absolutely
the way we like it?
I love it.
My co-hosts are not helping me.
Well,
too much,
right? We're afraid of
one
you right
guy
now.
Is showing my cards, the other one's not answering. All right, anyway, so that's the good news, right? The good news is the fans fell in love with Bryce Harper all over again.
Yeah.
And then they fell right out of love. And they fell out of love because there's a basic problem so far with that $330 million man.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot hit the baseball.
No.
Al, he cannot connect with the baseball when he swings.
Yeah.
The numbers are staggering. Incomprehensible, the numbers. And here's what's interesting. I'm going to play for you the two strikeouts because the fans were letting the first one slide. The fans let the first one slide. The first one, Al, is on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Another fastball middle away at 97 miles an hour. And Harper goes down on strikes.
All right, I would call that a murmur.
Well, that was the inning he made the catches.
Right.
All right,
at that point, there still is a murmur of discontent.
Yeah.
Because, Al, it does not, Mike overnight, the producer pointed this out, and I have been noticing it from the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He's late on fastballs.
Yes.
He's behind fastball. He's 26. The one thing you would expect that he would not have a problem with as a lifelong fastball hitter is the ability to hit a fastball. He's not hitting them.
That at bat that you were just referencing, he saw 5 pitches. All 5 were fastballs.
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
All right. So, Al, at this point, we're murmuring, but we're not unhappy. The guy risked his life for us. Well, we have to love him for that. And then I think this was the 8th inning. The 8th inning, Al, our patience ran out. He has a curveball this time.
1-2 strikes. Burns ready. And the pitch.
Harper, a swing and a miss. He was fooled badly on that one in the dirt. And he heard the cheers earlier after a couple of great catches, but the boos are back for Bryce Harper here at home.
Well, how can you blame him, Al?
Yeah, you look bad like that when you look like that.
Tell me if this is worrisome, Al. 2016, he struck out 18.6% of his plate appearances. Yeah. This is not official at-bats. This is every time he got up.
Yeah, yeah.
627 times up, he struck out 117. Okay. Right? That is 18.6%.
Right.
2017, it went up to 20%.
Right.
Right. 492 plate appearances, 99 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Last year, 24%, 695 plate appearances, 169.
Yeah.
This year, 31%, 181 appearances, 56 strikeouts.
Yeah.
He's striking out once every 3.2 times he goes to the plate.
Yeah.
Al, it is an astounding rate. It is the highest rate by far of his career. It is 10% more than his career average of 21%.
Yeah, but it's not. Okay. Because the season's not over.
I got it. Dan, I'm sorry you did that work, but not that.
No,
Al just said all these numbers. Dan Donnelly did a great job getting you done. Al just said it doesn't count.
But it's not because...
Because he's going to go a month without striking out. And that's going to straighten everything out.
Because even last year, he was horrendous for like 6 weeks. I mean, horrendous.
Well, he picked the wrong 6 weeks to do that here. Al,
they're in first place.
I know they're in first place, but imagine if he were hitting.
Yeah, they'd be in first place.
Well, hold on. I'm sensing we're going to have a problem with that.
Well, where's the...
Here's the problem.
You knew when you got him, he's a mercurial. He goes up and down.
He's a streaky hitter.
Mercurial.
Yeah.
Mercurial.
You know what, Al?
Al, don't even attempt to work like that. You have no shot. Don't even try. All right, Al, here's the thing. All right? This is a story you can relate to. Yesterday I had to get my car inspected, so I went to Montgomery Ville Auto Car Place.
Okay.
And I was hanging around in the showroom, and this guy was showing me this unbelievable 2017 black Corvette.
Nice.
Oh, it was great.
Did you buy it? You're going through that time in your life.
Yeah, you know.
What time is that?
Second, whatever.
Had my midlife crisis like 20 years ago. I'm in my end-of-life crisis now. So I'm looking at it, and I'm going, man, that's a beautiful car. It wasn't cheap, right?
No.
And then I said, imagine if I bought that.
Yeah.
And the first two times I drove it, it broke down.
Well, you hit a pothole.
One time I hit a pothole, and the other time it wouldn't start.
Yes, yes.
Would I become concerned about this investment that
yes.
I made? I would,
yes.
Right? Well, guess what?
What?
Matt Klentak isn't. Matt Klentak met the media yesterday, and obviously this was something a lot of people wanted to know about.
Yeah.
Because these numbers are very, very worrisome to fans.
Well, they boo.
And Matt Klentak, and this, I would now like to begin the lie portion of our show. Johnson, all right, are you ready now to help me here?
Okay.
All right. Tell me if you feel that this is really the way Matt Klentak feels about Bryce Harper right now.
I mean, the short answer is no, I'm not concerned. A 26-year-old with a track record like he has, I'm gonna trust in that track record. He's, if I'm not mistaken, he's leading our team in doubles, he's leading our team in walks, he still has a 370 on base, and he's making plays like he did last night in right field to help us win games even when he's not hitting. So I don't have any concerns with Bryce.
No concerns at all.
What's the wrong answer?
Yeah.
Any concern? Do you believe what he just said?
I don't.
No, I don't either.
When your franchise player is on pace for over 200 strikeouts and is approaching the Mendoza line, you are concerned.
$330 million out. There's still 12 years and 4 months to go.
Yeah.
And if you're not concerned, you made this guy, the guy's not hitting fastballs, and you go, he's going to have to hit those for at least 10 of these 13 years, and he's not hitting them now? You have to be concerned, don't you?
I'm not in the least.
Al's not in the least. Not Al, even... you and Klentak should room in together.
Well, I mean, I just don't see the team's doing well. He's playing well defensively. He's making great effort. And
no, I'm not questioning any of that. I love all that.
I knew this.
I love the way he plays.
But I knew this when I got him.
I didn't know. No. I just read you numbers that show me they're way worse than anything he ever did.
But you don't know that.
Because you can't base
162 games on quarter.
What am I supposed to base it on? These
well,
the
go look at the numbers
that quarter. So
what did he do through last May? Probably the same thing.
No, he didn't.
It was
why
awful.
Do you always
he was,
have to give me
he,
another freaking.
He
assignment.
Was awful.
Why don't you look up the numbers.
I will. I guarantee he
what
was.
What am I doing I, numbers I, for? If you're belittling
right,
my
I'll,
numbers.
I'll look up last year.
Well, yeah, those good numbers I had.
I'm concerned that Bryce Harper Strikes Out has its own Twitter account.
It's going to. I mean, when you're a hitter like that, and baseball is all about strikeouts now.
I'll tell you.
The word is that he's always gone through these stretches. So you are, it is a concern.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying, oh my God. I'm going, I would like him to make contact with the baseball.
Well, that would be nice. Yeah, he does get,
my desire here is very basic.
Yeah.
That bat.
Don't strike out.
I would like that bat to strike the ball more than it has been.
Yeah.
Seems safe enough.
It's safe.
888-729-9494. Al, in fact, what we're going to do today on our prize wheel, crammed with amazing stuff, Al, we are going to honor today the greatest strikeout kings of all time.
So we're going positive.
Wow.
No, really? You know, I said greatest, and I used the word king. So, yes, we are being positive.
Always sunny in Philadelphia.
Now, well, we did some research on this today. Al, I could say proudly, quite a few of them are our players. So it should be easier than ever because we've had a bunch of these strikeout kings right here in our city. 888-729-9494. Later in the hour, we will begin the process of going through all the ridiculous lies that were told yesterday by the Philadelphia 76ers. It was a day to insult the intelligence of every Sixer fan in this city. Shame on all of them. WIP Sports Time 616.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.